God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. One of my favorite things to teach about as a priest is the liturgical cycle, the liturgical year. How important it is for us as Catholics to live a liturgical life, that the liturgical calendar should dominate our lives. We should always know, what season are we in? Is it Advent, Christmas, Lent, Triduum, Easter, Ordinary Time? What feasts are coming? Immaculate Conception, Christmas, Epiphany, Baptism of the Lord, St. Joseph, Annunciation, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, Easter Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, Ascension, Pentecost, Holy Trinity, Corpus Christi Sunday, Sacred Heart, St. Peter and St. Paul, Assumption, All Saints, Christ the King. It could go on and on and on and on. That the seasons, these feast days, are so important for us. Do you ever wonder why? As Catholics, we celebrate these same seasons, these same feast days, year after year after year after year. Same celebrations, same songs, same flowers, year after year after year. Why do we do that? One of the things that I'm really good at, and I'm guessing a lot of you share this trait, I'm really good at forgetting. As human beings, it's one of the ways that sin has affected us, that sometimes we just forget. And so I need to be reminded every year, every month, every week, every day of all that God has done for me. In our gospel this Easter Sunday morning, we hear Luke's account of the resurrection. And we have the story of the women who come to the tomb, these women who had followed him from Galilee, they were his disciples, and they're coming to anoint his body, a charitable thing to do. And they come to the tomb and they don't find his body there, they find the tomb open. And inside the tomb, there are these two angels. And let's listen again to what the angels say to the women. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day. Remember what he said to you. Several times during his public ministry, Jesus told his disciples, his followers, that he was going to have to go to Jerusalem. And there in Jerusalem, he would be arrested, that he would suffer and die. And on the third day, he'd be raised. Remember what he said to you. And then Luke writes, and they remembered his words. They had forgotten. They forgot what he had told them. That this was his plan. That he would die and rise on the third day. But they forgot. But then they remembered. One of the great things about the resurrection, other than the miracle itself, which is pretty awesome, that Jesus brought himself back to life. One of the things that I find so incredible about the resurrection is that Jesus predicted it. He said he was going to do it, and he did it. One of the classic Easter hymns is called the Regina Caeli. It's a Latin hymn. It's often sung during night prayer in the Easter season. And there's a line in the Regina Caeli that goes like this. Resurrexit, sicu dixit, alleluia. resurrexit, sicut, dixit. It's a Latin phrase that means he has resurrected. Sicut, dixit, just as he said. Sicut, dixit, just as he said. He said he was going to do it, and by golly, he did it. Which tells us that the resurrection is the greatest example of the fundamental truth that God is faithful. That God keeps his promises. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. And so we should remember on this day as we celebrate the resurrection, one of the greatest promises, the great promise that Jesus has given to us. He promises us that whoever shares in his death and resurrection through that great sacrament of baptism, whoever receives worthily his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, and whoever maintains and stays faithful to the end, that even if you die in this life, which you will, that one day too, you can rise to eternal life. That you can rise just like he did on that Easter Sunday. And if that's really true, which it is, this promise of God to us as his disciples, that should give me hope. Hope in the realization that every problem that I face in this world, which are many, but every problem that we face is temporary. Because if God can conquer death as he said he would, then I have every reason to trust him, to hope in him. Because if he can save me from dying, the thing that we're all the most afraid of, then I know I actually don't have to be afraid of dying. Because God can even defeat that problem. Why do we need the liturgical calendar? Why do we need the liturgical year? Why do we celebrate these seasons and these feasts year after year? Why do I need to go to Mass every single Sunday? Why do I need to pray every single day? Because sometimes I forget. We're so prone to forget, and I need to be reminded. Remember what he said to you, the angel said to the women, and they remembered his words. Oh yeah, I forgot. As we celebrate the beginning of this Easter season, as we celebrate the feast of the resurrection, let's ask for the grace that we can always remember what God has done for us in his Son, Jesus Christ, the promises that he gives us. And let's never forget that fundamental truth that God is faithful.